The list of what we take for granted is a long one, and then something happens to remind us of what matters most. Welcome to Cartwright Clearance Center's podcast series. I'm Christopher Keneally for Beyond the Book. In the swirl of activity that takes up our waking hours from home to work and back, we encounter and interact with many people. And of course, it's the people who matter. We're coming to you today with a special edition of the program to tell you important news about one man, Mark Dressler, who means a great deal to everyone at Beyond the Book, and we want to invite you to join us in helping Mark as he fights colon cancer. Joining me on the line is Rob Simon of Burris Marketing, the producers of Beyond the Book podcast, and many others. Rob, welcome to the program.
Thank you, Chris.
And we also have on the line our regular Friday guest from Publishers Weekly, the senior writer there, Andrew Albanese. Andrew, welcome back as well.
Greetings, Chris.
Well, I know that you both, as well as Jeremy Brisky, our always silent but always busy co-producer, were dismayed and very sorry to learn that Mark Dressler, the former education director of Book Expo of America, is fighting colon cancer. And there's a website, youcaring.com, where you can search for Mark Dressler and learn how you can help him make his fight a successful one and get updates as well on the progress in his care. And, you know, Rob and Andrew, the book world is a fairly tight-knit community, and Book Expo of America is the place every year where the community comes together in New York City and elsewhere around the country. And it was there at BEA that I first met Mark Dressler many years ago. And I always found that he was a very supportive fellow who really wanted to be as inclusive as possible. And he took a chance on people. He didn't know me from a hole in the ground at first, but he gave me an opportunity to present some programs. And I really appreciated that. And so I really want to give back to Mark in this way. But I wonder, Rob, if you have some thoughts about Mark, because you worked with him in producing for many years BEA's podcast series.
Yeah, actually, I think my experience mirrors what you just described, Chris. I mean, we started doing podcasting back in 2006, and it was sort of a new technology back then and a new approach to helping to make the great content from BEA available to people outside of the actual conference. And so Mark was always very encouraging. He took us in under his wing right on day one, liked what we were doing, and was always incredibly helpful in making sure that we were taking this kind of pioneering approach and making it work for BEA. And he was passionate about the stuff that he was doing, both for Book Expo and then his private passion of fine wine and dining, which we quickly got into after we started talking about books.
Well, indeed, he is a very well-rounded character. And the thing that always impressed me was his real depth of knowledge about the book business. Whenever you were proposing a program to him, he was able to respond to it in a way that really showed he had studied all aspects of the business. And Andrew Albanese, I wonder if that was your experience as well.
Oh, you're dead on with that. Absolutely. You know, I know many listeners know Mark personally, and many have probably actually worked with him or sat on a panel that he's organized or been interviewed by him on a book fair stage somewhere. And I think Mark actually took over BEA, the education component, like back in 1998 or something. That's what really stands out to me as someone who's worked in the publishing industry for so long, you know, personally 10 years before I became a book industry reporter, is how Mark has really helped sort of shape the conversation about publishing at a very critical point in publishing history. You know, when he started doing the programming at BEA, like around 98, you know, I was still doing searches on Alta Vista on the web. You know, Google was just an upstart. And, you know, of course, he's expanded to do programming at Frankfurt. He started their Spark stages, and now he does the Publishing Perspective stage. And I think that's pretty much changed the game for a lot of international book fairs. You know, his presence has really sort of helped raise the bar for the kinds of professional development talks that we have in the industry now. And I think Mark, in many ways, has almost become like the narrator for the digital publishing revolution. In all aspects, as you mentioned, you know, seeing him work, he's as comfortable talking about all sectors of the industry, whether it's education, publishing, or trade, and he can lead a discussion about metadata and in the next breath be talking about international fiction. And as Rob said, of course, my favorite conversations are always with Mark about his gourmand tastes, fine wine and food. So I'm sure Mark is probably mortified at some level that we're talking about him and asking people to help him. But, you know, this is just, I think, our way of saying get well, Mark, real soon. We need you. You're invaluable to us. And also our way of trying to give back, I think, a little to Mark for all he's done for us for so many years. So kick cancer's ass, as you say, Mark, and I look forward to seeing you in Frankfurt.
Well, indeed. Here, Andrew Albanese and Rob Simon as well. We want to celebrate and help support our friend Mark Dressler, a great reader, a great bon vivant, someone who really is, as you say, in his own words, going to kick cancer's ass. If you want to help Mark do that, go online to youcaring.com, search for Mark Dressler. You'll get updates on his story. You can contribute and support him. You can see some pictures of him and his wonderful family. And I know it'll mean a great deal to him. It will mean a great deal to all of us at Beyond the Book if you can join us in doing that. So again, it's youcaring.com. Search for Mark Dressler, D-R-E-S-S-L-E-R. We'll have all the information on our own website as well as on our Facebook and Twitter pages. And I want to thank Rob Simon from Burst Marketing for joining us.
Thank you.
And Andrew Albanese, always good to chat with you as well.
Absolutely. And thank you very much for organizing this, Chris. It's going to do a lot of good.
Right. Well, we hope so indeed. And we'll just tell you briefly that Beyond the Book is produced by Copyright Clearance Center. You can follow us on Twitter, find us on Facebook, subscribe on iTunes. And as always, our engineer and co-producer is Jeremy Brisky of Burst Marketing. My name is Chris Keneally. Thanks for listening to Beyond the Book and help Mark Dressler.
And Mark, if you're listening at some point, let's all toast a glass of wine to you.